chapter 4, John chapter 15, Romans 5, 5. I know I'm going to say them again. I know y'all. I swear to God. Let's start with Romans 5, 5. We'll just go. Two things that you cannot lose with when it comes down to studying the Word of God and knowing the Word of God and getting to know God better through His Word. And the two things are very simple. This is Romans 5, 5. The Holy Ghost and love. Everybody say the Holy Ghost and love. Say it again. The Holy Ghost and love. One more time. Now, if you keep those two things intact, you keep those two, and I say things, I know with all respect, but if you keep those two things flowing, then everything will flow, all revelation will flow, everything you need to know flows from those things. All right, Romans 5 and 5. You look at it, I'm going to let you read it. Ready, read. All right, I'm going to wait till y'all find it. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. When you got it, say yeah. Just no matter when you say yeah, just say yeah, I got it. All right, ready, read. For the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So that means ain't no Holy Ghost, ain't no love of God being shed abroad in your hearts. Two things. What are the two things I said? The Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost and. Now don't you try to study the Bible and read the Bible without putting those two in there. Remember I said it last, we've been talking about the last few weeks. You should study the Word for the love story that it is. It's a love story from God. And I'm saying story with all respect. It's a love letter from God to you. One long love letter from God to you. Everything in this word leads back to love. Everything you're ever going to read in this word is going to lead back to love. If you get a revelation where it leads somewhere else other than love, then you're off. Everything in this scripture leads back to love. God, I ain't got time to go. Well, we'll go look at it in a minute. But God is love. Love is God. So it leads back to God. It's God's word. It's love's word. All right? Y'all see how I'm interchanging that? So everything in here leads back to love. But we can't realize or we can't understand what the love of God is. We can't even see the love in this without the Holy Ghost. Everybody say the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost breathing upon this word, we can read it all day long. The Bible says in John 6:63, it's the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It's talking about a live rhema word. But these two things, the Holy Ghost and love, got to be in a mix in there. If we don't approach this word in love, or if we don't do this seeing where the love is, then you're going to miss the revelation. Are y'all with me? You're not going to get no revelation without a revelation of love. I'll say that again because I don't know if that's deep enough. You're not going to get a revelation. You know, we're looking for revelation about. You're not going to get a revelation until you get a revelation of love. 1 John chapter 4. And I got some flipping to do, but we'll go here first. 1 John chapter 4. It's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, but I think we'll start here. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. I don't want to start off verse 1. I'll start off verse 4, your favorite scripture. Ye of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So now if we don't love, we don't know God, and we ain't born of God. You say you're born again, but where's the love? Amen. Verse 8, he that loveth not, what does it say? For God is love. So now I'm prone to believe, I know this, that if, and I keep saying this because we don't, if you do not approach this, or approach this word of God simply for the love, you won't get to know God. You won't reach any revelation. You'll hear what somebody else said. You'll be an echo and not a voice. You remember that last week? You'll be an echo and not a voice, but you'll never reach God's real revelation from your heart out to someone else. It'll never happen if the love is not involved. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Verse 9, in this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Verse 10, and I want you to read it. Ready, read. Herein is love. So stop. So herein. Y'all see the word herein? All right, now we got to stop reading the word. This is another thing real quick. Don't stop reading the word to conquer it. I always say that, right? Stop reading the word to try to, you're skipping to the parts that you know and your favorite part of the sermon, right? No, stop. What, you don't use herein every day. Herein is a foreign word for you, ain't it? When the last time you said herein? Last time you read the scripture, all right? So now you need to stop and see what herein is talking about. So stop. Herein is love. All right, so I need to pay attention now. Because they're talking about this love, and if I don't know love, I don't know God. Uh-oh. If I don't know love, I ain't born a God. Uh-oh. So now, and then it says, but herein is love. And it got a comma right there. Pause. Think about it. Herein, right here is love. And what does it say next? Stop. Herein is love. Uh-oh. I'm about to challenge you. All your religion. Herein is love. And what's that next line? So herein is love, but it's not that you love him. Uh-oh. It's not what you can do for him. Uh-oh. It's not how many chapters you read, but that, Herein is love, not that you love God. Stop reading thinking you proving something to God. You can't prove nothing to God. There's nothing that you can do in your life to prove something to God. Listen, there's no prayer that you can pray. You can't prove nothing to God. You can't impress him. He's already impressed by himself. You can't impress God. So herein is love. Herein, in the scripture, herein is love. The next line says what? Not that what? Not that he loved us. But the next part said?
But that he loved us.
All right, no. My faith. My faith. We read and we do all these different things. I was talking to the Holy Ghost today, and I'm praying, and I'm thinking about it. And, you know, you tend to think that your prayers and your reading doing something. You tend to think that your prayers and your reading making something happen. So you think because you read your scriptures today that, you know, now you're giving God the right to talk to you. Uh-oh. Because I read my scriptures. Come on, how we approaching now? And it's love. How we approaching? We approaching love, right? How we approach. But I done read my scriptures today, so now I know he going to talk to me now because he ain't mad at me because I read. Well, when he got mad at you? Huh? When was it he started being mad with you? Where you got that revelation from? It's not, herein is love. Not that we love God. It's not that you doing everything that you think you're doing. Uh-oh. You thought you were doing something this morning, huh? You thought you was making something happen, didn't you? Herein is love, not that we love God. But what's next? Huh? But that what? So let's give them. So herein is love, that he loved us. That's love. Are we on the back end of the equation? There was nothing, Ephesians 2, I ain't got time to go there. It said it is the gift of God. It's not of works, lest man should boast. If it was of your works, or how many chapters you read, then you'd have a right to say, I work my way into God. But you can't work your way into God. So now my approach becomes different now, because herein, our faith was working by what? How does your faith work? How does your faith work? By love. I started asking questions today. I was texting. Come on, friend. I started asking questions. I was asking a bunch of questions. Like, you know what? What does it mean? What does it mean that your faith work by love? What is it? Faith is not the opposite of fear. Faith don't cast out fear. Huh? Yo, I got to build my faith. Well, how you going to build your faith if you don't know no love? Because faith works by. But what does that mean? I'm asking you because we're going to meditate a little while tonight. What does that mean that my faith works by love? Is that a good smile? pat you on your back, give you some cookies to share with you when I got some? What is this? What does this mean? That faith, and I ain't got time to go there, but your faith worketh by love. Y'all know that scripture, right? So your faith works by love. What does this mean? Faith without works is dead, but my faith works by love. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead, right? But my faith works by love. But faith without works is dead, but my faith works by love. What does this mean for my faith? What are you talking about that my faith works by love? Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he love us. Herein, I ain't got to go nowhere else. Herein, right here, in this scripture right here, is love. Not that we love God, but that he loves us. Y'all see, look at it again. I want you to read it again. This is meditation right here. Because if you meditate something and go over it, we go to 50 million scriptures, you can find one and go over and over and again and dig in it, and it'll be something in it that you ain't seen before. Look at it. Come on, look at it. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. And then he said he sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. So it's not about what you're doing. So God gonna love your lessons you don't read in the morning? Uh-oh. So tomorrow morning, if you don't read, God gonna love you less? He gonna get up in the morning and say, nah, I ain't got that much love for you this morning. Right? God loved you before you got saved. And to know the love of God. To know the breadth and length and depth and height. You can't even conceive how big God's love is. He loves you regardless of what you're doing. Uh-oh. So if it's not about that, it's not about what I do, but it's about what he's done already and what he is, not he's done, but what he is doing right now on my behalf. Because you know he interceding for us right now, right? You know Jesus is interceding for us right now, right? No, you don't think you're doing this on your own, right? You know he right there holding hands for you right now, right? Okay, what he's doing right now is the thing that's working your faith. So now it's changing your study time. All right, listen to me. Listen to me. It's going to change the mentality of how you study. There was something that happened to me. I don't know where it was. I do know where it was. I was on a plane flying back from Guatemala. And I'm on the plane. I just started reading about Jesus. I've been reading about Jesus forever. I done read the Gospels forever. I done heard the scriptures in John 15 and 7. And we can go John 3:16. And we done heard them over and over again. But it's somewhere I got to that. And he started talking on that mountain in Matthew 5. And started talking about blessing. He started talking about blessing, the Beatitudes. And started talking about turn the other cheek. Go start going through the whole chapter. Sue you for your coat. Give him your cloak too. And I started reading it, and I don't know what happened, but it just opened up for me. And I was like, it was like, boom. And I walked in. I was like, whoa, I didn't know all this was in here. And ever since then, my whole focus has changed. I'm not struggling to go study to get a message. If you study to get a message, that's what you're going to get a message. And you'll never get his heart. If you study trying to get a word, you know what you're going to find? You're going to find a word, and that's it. If you get his heart, let's see. Let's see, do I want to go over there? Ephesians chapter 3. And I know our minds, we so stuck on verse 20 that as soon as I said Ephesians chapter 3, your mind said verse 20. This is how we do. We skip to verse 20. But let's start at verse 14. And it's the second Ephesians prayer. But you know you gotta pray these prayers, but you gotta meditate these things. And don't skip over to the parts that you think are fancy, all right? You gotta stop and read and see what it's saying. This is on whom the whole family in heaven and earth for this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, on whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That he was granted unto you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being what? And grounded. Rooted and grounded. Everybody say rooted and grounded. Come on, rooted and grounded. So no. Now that you know about love, now that you heard about it, now that you had a little bit, and now you're trying to act. No. You're rooted and you're grounded in love. Verse 16. Then he will grant you according to riches and glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit and inner man. Verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Comma. You see that comma? You got to read the Bible right. You see that comma? That means all this stuff to go together. This is what I'm about to say next. Go with that first part. So that first part had to come before this next part go. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Still no period. Verse 19, and to know the love of Christ, which passes what? Knowledge. Now, most of the time, we stop at knowledge with this word. We know a lot of things, but we don't know him. We know a lot of scriptures. Y'all know a lot of scriptures, don't you? But sometimes you don't know him. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be, what's his last line? Wait, say it again. Whoa, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Do you realize what you're saying right now? I don't think you understand. You're still on the prayer. No, separate it from just the prayer right now that you've been quoting together and you memorized. Last year I made my class memorize the prayer, both the Ephesians prayer and the Lord's prayer. Okay, but separate it. I know you've memorized it, but separate it right now, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. You realize you're filled with all the fullness of God. Ain't nothing else got no room to get in there. You're filled with all the fullness of God. Well, if I'm filled with God, then I'm God on earth. Do you see that? That I may be filled with all the fullness of God. Then it says verse 20. Now it's your favorite, right? I'm going to let y'all go ahead and read it. Ready, read. But now unto him is after all that other stuff, though. Now unto him, but it's after you got a revelation of the love of God. Do y'all see me? It's now unto him, but it's after you've been rooted and grounded. Not until then will there be a now unto him that is able. And then it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above what? According to what? What's that power? Love. When you say power, that's the power. Yeah. The power, yo, it's the anointing. The anointing works by love. You know, if you don't have a revelation of love, God's not going to anoint you. You know why? Because you're going to use it wrong. You're not going to use it for the right thing. You're going to kill somebody. So now I got to have a revelation of the love of God first. Huh? This whole... When you're reading this word, it's leading you towards a revelation of love, a revelation of who God is. It's all pointing towards that. So now I've got to approach it into, I have to approach it, how do I say this? I have to approach it in what it is. I can't approach love in my own feelings. I can't approach love in my own wants. No, I got to approach it just because I love him. I can't approach him because I want a message. I can't approach this scripture because I think it's making me it's making me closer to him. He's inside. Huh? He's inside. When you pray, all right, now I know this ain't prayer class, but I got to put the prayer and the meditation together. When you pray and when you're reading the word, what it is doing is opening up your capacity for God on the inside of you. It's widening your understanding of who God is already on the inside of you. All right? Listen. It is God, Philippians 2:13. It is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He is the worker. His love is the thing that makes it happen. It's him working in you. So when you read this word and when you're studying this word, all it's doing is taking you and it's stretching you more to see who he is in you. Now you got to approach it that way. Stop approaching it as a duty. Stop approaching it. I know I'm saying this every week. Yes, stop approaching it as a duty. Stop approaching it as you working. It gets to a point, herein is love. It is not because we love God, because he first loved us, because he loved us. It is not because we love God, though. It's because he loved us. It is not because of anything I'm going to do. It's because of what he's doing for me right now. That's it. So now this is how I approach the word. Now when you approach it that way, it yields more to you. It yields more to you. You'll learn more. You'll see more when you approach it that way instead of trying to. The Bible talks about, you ever heard the statement of the Bible talking about watering with your foot? You ever heard talk about that? Talking about watering with your foot. You just you're working hard trying to get something done, but ain't nothing happening. You ever felt like that before? You read all them scriptures and you prayed all them prayers, but ain't nothing showed up. Why ain't nothing showed up? Because you thought it was doing something. You thought, no, it is God making it happen. You just have to expand to let him expand. I'm just about to do this as a test. Who knows what 1 Kings 12 and 33 says? Don't go. Trust me, don't be looking for no deep revelation, but I'm going to give somebody this. Who knows what 1 Kings 12, 33 says? Nobody right now, right? So nobody in the room knows what 1 Kings 12, I'm looking at it right now. So 1 Kings 12, 33 says, so he offered up unto the altar which he had made in Bethel, and the 15th day of the 8th month, even now in the month which is devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel, and he offered up on the altar burnt incense. All right, now don't look for nothing in this scripture. I'm trying to show you what just happened to you. There was somewhere in your mind, you didn't know what 1 Kings 12, 33 said, did you? You didn't know what it said, did you? But just now, because I opened up and I read it to you and I led you to it, now your mind has been opened towards that. Your capacity now, it may not have been, well, that wasn't that deep, but you know what it's talking about now. Right. Now your mind has been expanded somewhere that it wasn't before. So now listen to me. When you're reading this word and you're studying the word of God, what happens is he's stretching your mind and stretching your heart so that you can see more of who he is. You don't know God. We don't know God yet. We're going to live our whole lives. Amen. We're going to live out all 120 years, right? Oh, y'all don't want to live, then, huh? I'm going to tell God to pass me your years. The ones that they left on the table, God, slide them on. Now, y'all better say something, then. I'm 120 plus. I'm going there. All right, so watch this. So now we're going to live out our whole life, all them years, and still be getting to know God. We still going to have more of that love that we learn. So when you're reading, go back to 1 John 4. When you're reading this word, you are stop. And I got to say this to you over and over again because we got a lot of stuff we got to break, a lot of crust we got to break. We've been reading this word one way for the longest. And think we've been making something out. We thinking we making revelation come out. Right? We think we're reading long enough, we making revelation. No, the Holy Ghost is the only one that's gonna show you revelation. He guides you in all truth. Show you things you don't know. The Holy Ghost. Remember the Holy Ghost in love? Yeah, he the one gonna show it to you. As the Spirit will. That's how it works. All you gotta do is be in there and prepare for the love. Be looking for the love and prepare for the love. If love ain't in there with you, whatever that is that came in there with you that wasn't love, send it back outside. All right? If duty came in there with you, take duty back out to the car and then come back in there with the love. Don't you pick up. You're wasting your time. You are wasting your, you're wasting your time if you're approaching this trying to get something else but love from it. If you're looking for whatever you think you're looking for. Y'all know we look for different things, don't we? No, what? Where's the love? Find that. You find that, you find the revelation. You find that, you find the truth. You find that, you find the thing that'll make change in your life. You see that? So it's not, verse 10, here is love, not that we love God. Read it again, ready, read. Verse 10, ready, read. Verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. No man has seen God at any time. We love one another. God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Verse 13, hereby we know that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. Verse 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 15, whosoever shall confess Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love. We have known and believed the love. We have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love. Say it.
God is love.
And he dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God, and God in him. Verse 17, read.
Herein.
We saw that word again, huh? Herein, all right? So we stopped to think about what he's saying, all right? Start it again. Ready, read. So herein is our love made perfect, all right? Perfection has everything to do with purpose, all right? Perfection is not perfect, and flaws are two different things. Stop talking about ain't nobody going to be perfect. That's crazy. Yes, you can. Herein is our love. He said it right here. You see it? You see the scripture? Herein is our love made perfect. Whose love? Our love. So herein our love made perfect, full of purpose. Here's how our love has purpose. All right, you ready? Ready? That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Stop thinking. I told last, stop thinking the day of judgment when everybody lined up at the gate and they checking people into heaven. That is not the day of judgment. Oh, you thought it was, huh? Oh, you thought it was, huh? First of all, let me show you how much you don't know God. If you thought that's how it was. Can I help you right quick? You really thought God was going to line all of us up and then be checking us in one by one because it's going to be another eternity? All right, so God can't talk to all of us at the same time? If he's going to judge us like that, he can't judge us all at the same time? He just, you, me, he do it on the road. Can God talk to you and talk to me at the same time and tell us two totally different things? All right, so get over that. We have to expand our mind about who God is and how big he is. Stop taking these pictures that the people gave us and start realizing how big God really is. But the day of judgment is today. The apostle talking about that in church yesterday. The day of judgment is today. The day of judgment is every day. You're going to judge whether you're going to live or die. You're going to be broke or rich, healthy or sick, confused or clear. Day of judgment. What judgment are you receiving? The day of judgment is every day. You got the day of judgment tonight. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18, there is no fear in love. But perfect love does what? Casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Now, a lot of times, let me deal with this fear. Over the years, we study our word out of fear. Huh? No, we study the word out of fear because we're afraid that if we don't read right now, he's not going to deal with us. We're afraid that I'm afraid, man, I had to go do it because God not going to. That's fear. That's not love. That's fear. You're reading it from the wrong place. And the enemy is okay with you reading out of fear. He's okay with you reading out of duty and out of fear. He's okay with that. Oh, go ahead. Read the whole Bible out of fear because he know ain't no power in that. The power is in the love. You're afraid that you're going to get lashes because you ain't read today. There's no fear in love. How much fear is there? None. There ain't none. Ain't no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Verse 19, you read, ready, read. We love him because he first loved us. Okay, we should love him. All right. It's not our love for him is not the basis of how this thing works. The basis of our faith is not based on our love for him. All right? But we should love him. Right? But it's not based on what we're doing for him, but what he's done for us. Matter of fact, we can't do nothing for him without realizing what he's done. So now when I approach this word ministry school, we're in ministry school, right? Well, we can't minister. I looked up the word minister, and if you look up the regular definition nowadays, they throw stuff off. If you look up the regular definition, right, they say the clergy, there's something to do with church. But if you look up the original definition, the Latin, when it came out, the first time the word ministry came out, it's talking about to pass it out. It simply means to pass out. So now we're in passing out school. All right, but you can't pass out nothing you don't know. You can't pass out. You can't pass out what you ain't got yourself. I can't give you 20 if I ain't got 20. Right? So now right here, it's making us, we can only love God or even go towards him because he came towards us first. So the way that it started is the way it got to keep going. So stop trying to reverse the order of how this goes. Stop trying to reverse the plan. It didn't start with you. It didn't start with us. You came here and found this Bible. This Bible was here when you got you. When you was born, huh? Yeah. This Bible was, somebody introduced the Bible to you. So it didn't start with you. So stop thinking it's going to start with you again. We only love him because he first. He's still first loving us. So what you need to, you can't, all right, let me say this. You can't love him until you realize that he loves you. Come on, say God loves me. Come on, say it again. God loves me. Come on, say it one more time. God loves me. Now, we be in church, and we said this for years. And I said God loves me. We used to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know. We sung that one, right? But I never said God loves me. About a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, I never really said God, like really convicting, said, you know what? God loves me. Because we were so busy trying to love God. I'm so busy trying to show God that I'm on your team. I'm so busy trying to show God that I love you, God. So we in church screaming, I love you, God. I love you. I love you, God. Nothing's wrong with it, all right? I'm not knocking that. But I love you, God. I love you, God. And we never come to a revelation that the beginning of my love to him starts with him first to me. If I don't get a revelation of him coming down to me first, I can't send it back. You can't really love him until you know he loves you. You can't really love God in whatever you're doing. You cannot really love him until you've got a revelation of him loving you. This is where your faith is. Now, we've had our faith in everything else. We had our faith in all kind of other stuff. We thought it was confession. We thought we stay up late. We thought we pray long enough. We thought we didn't pray long enough yesterday. We thought it wasn't coming through because of works or whatever we thought. No. It's right here. My faith is in the fact that God loves me. Say it. If you can get a revelation that God loves you. No. That's what he's trying to do when you're living by the book. It's a love letter. No, it's not your love letter from you to him. It's his love letter to you. It's his letter from him to you. That Bible came from him to you. You can write God a love letter, but you realize you wouldn't even know how to write that unless you realize that he wrote it first. Do y'all get that? So now it makes my approach easier. Because now instead of it's just I'm open and I'm right here receiving. What you got? You dumping your love into me. I'm walking. Isn't that easier? Isn't that easy to go in? You go in and you know love is already there when you're going in. Right. Hold on, isn't it easy that you ain't got to work up on it? We pray sometimes, we try to work up on it. We try to pray real. No. He already loved you. I know I'm cutting, man. But we gotta cut because if we don't approach properly, we're not gonna get what we need to get. And we'll toil and toil and toil and toil for years. I've seen people do this for years and years. I used to wonder if they praying so much and they read so many scriptures, every time you talk to them, they quoting scriptures back to you. Why ain't nothing going on in their life? For the life of me, I just can't understand that. In us right now. I don't understand if we know a lot of scriptures ain't nothing happening. I'm not talking to you right now. I'm looking my trail in the mirror. My trail something need to be popping off tomorrow. Do you know it or do you not know it? Do y'all get me? So we are tall and tall. We've done it for years. I know, thank God, I got to make it up to us. We tall and tall and tall and tall and tall, trying to prove to him something. Study, so you take the scripture, study and show yourself approved. Hey, you. To prove it to him. It ain't about what you're doing. You ain't the foundation. What you picked up and did this morning is not the foundation for how this thing works. You want my trail? Do I need to read? Yes, you need to read. Do I need to study? Yes, and you better love that whole process of it too. Let's try to love the revelation, love the whole process. Remember we talked about that last week? But when you're doing it, you're opening up your capacity to see him more. I'm going to give you some instructions. You ready? Can I give you the quickest way? It's easy. Ain't nothing deep. I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. Quit studying for a message. Stop. Today. All right. God is going to give you a revelation on where you at. All right. I talked to some people on the staff here today, and you know we compartmentalize God. We put God in certain sections. We put God in the Sunday section, the Wednesday section, or you put him in the super deep spirituality, but you act like he ain't got nothing to do with your mind. Or you think that God doesn't care about what you got to do tomorrow. If you got to do it, God cares about it. No. If you got to do it, God cares about it. All right. And so you go to work or wherever you go tomorrow, and you think he'll talk to you about this is how God deals with me. This is the love of God right here. This is how God deals with me. I pray in the Spirit. I study the Word. God will take that word or take that and show me something about myself. And it'll be such a current thing. It'll be a current thing. Why are you so late all the time? Well, that's the Lord trying to help me. It'll be a current thing in what I'm doing at that moment. That's what he did. I ain't scheduled to preach, so I don't need a text right now. But many times we study because it's ministry school. Everybody say ministry school. And we get so caught up in that mindset, reverend and whatever, that we get caught up in that, and now we study the word, and so now we got God in a text box. We got him in a text box. So we got him where he's going to have to give us a message, an outline. No, God's going to sit there and tell you something about yourself. You know you got to work on your attitude a little bit. Today you talked a little too much. You know, if you handle it this way, then the people won't be trying to victimize you at work like that. I believe we're missing out on 80 to 90% of the words God got for us because we're trying to put it in a box. We think God going to tell us something about Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat ain't at work with you today. Ain't no five armies coming against you. See, y'all get what I'm saying? Lord, give me the what's in 2 Kings. Ain't nothing in 2 Kings for you right now. I'm trying to tell you what you need to know currently right now unto him. I'm trying to let you know what you need to know now. Let me love on you now. Stop trying to get this old. Let me love on you. Thank God for what he did for Moses. I appreciate that. My name is not Moses. God, what you saying to Montreal? You can insert your name. What you saying there? So I'm approaching God looking for some love. I can't tell him. How you going to tell him how to love you? Well, God, love me over here with this outline. No. God, can I tell you something? If you really start approaching God in love, you'll never have to worry about another outline a day in your life. I don't have none. And it ain't because I'm deep. I'm not deep. I'm probably the most shallow person in this room. I'm not deep at all. Thank God for the Holy Spirit being deep. But I understand that he loved me. All right? And I understand that my relationship with him ain't got nothing to do with y'all. This is part of my assignment. This is part of something I got to do. But I don't talk to God for y'all. Okay, y'all, I don't talk to God to get ready for this class. This class is part of my life, right? Right? I understand. But I don't, I got a class tonight, so God, I really need to talk to you today. No, I really need to talk to him all the time. I just need to hear him. It's really not a lot of requests going on. It's really not a lot of, God, do this. God, I don't really have a lot of that in my prayer time. I don't know how y'all's go. Mine don't really have a lot of that because I understand that if I can seek his heart, seek you first the kingdom, if I seek his heart and I'm just looking for his heart, his kingdom, his heart. If I'm just looking for his heart, then I know all these things will be added. Money coming, it'll just be easy because I'm just looking for him. All I'm looking for is his love. Listen, all I'm looking for is his love. That's it. So when I approach, come on, love on me. Here I go, God. That's much easier, ain't it? Listen, Jesus wasn't lying when he said my yoke is easy and my burden. As I hear, I judge. I don't know nothing. Jesus said, I don't know nothing. You know Jesus don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. As I was reading today, and he said, Father, I'm glad. He said, Lord, I'm glad that you hear me. Then he went on and said, but I know you always hear me. I know you always, but I did this for them people to hear. So they'll know what was going on. God, you always hear me. He always hear you. God, you didn't hear my prayer. No, he always heard you. He's always trying to love on you. Change it. You got to break that old crusty thought process you had in your head that he running from you. He ain't running from you. This is it right here. He ain't running from you. He ain't hiding from you. He ain't mad with you. So you approach just for the love. Don't go in there tomorrow. Don't go in there asking for nothing. I understand you have not because you have not. Stop quoting the scriptures to me. Just go in there looking for love. That's it. Just go in there looking for love. He'll pour it out on you. And it'll be more than you can understand. I ain't got nothing to say about the exam. Bless y'all.